The story hurries now. It quickens like a stream coming to a fall in the hills, and like a cascade foaming down jumbled rocks, it gets angry and violent, confused even. For it was in that year, 876, that the Danes made their greatest effort yet to rid England of its last kingdom, and the onslaught was huge, savage, and sudden. Guthrum the Unlucky led the assault. He had been living in Grantchester, calling himself King of East Anglia, and Alfred, I think, assumed he would have good warning if Guthrum's army left that place. But the West Saxon spies failed, and the warnings did not come, and the Danish army was all mounted on horses, and Alfred's troops were in the wrong place, and Guthrum led his men south across the Thames, and clear across all Wessex, to capture a great fortress on the south coast. That fortress was called Wareham, and it lay not very far west of Hampton, though between us and it lay a vast stretch of inland sea called the Pool. Guthrum's army assaulted Wareham, captured it, raped the nuns in Wareham's nunnery, and did it all before Alfred could react. Once inside the fortress, Guthrum was protected by two rivers, one to the north of the town and the other to the south. To the east was the wide, placid Pool, and a massive wall and ditch guarded the only approach from the west. There was nothing the fleet could do. As soon as we heard that the Danes were in Wareham, we readied ourselves for sea. But no sooner had we reached the open water than we saw their fleet, and that ended our ambitions. I had never seen so many ships. Guthrum had marched across Wessex with close to 1,000 horsemen, but now the rest of his army came by sea, and their ships darkened the water. There were hundreds of boats. Men later said 350, though I think there were fewer, but certainly there were more than 200. Ship after ship, dragon prow after serpent head, oars churning the dark sea white, a fleet going to battle. And all we could do was slink back into Hampton and pray that the Danes did not sail up Hampton water to slaughter us. They did not. The fleet sailed on to join Guthrum in Wareham, so now a huge Danish army was lodged in southern Wessex, and I remembered Ragnar's advice to Guthrum. Split their forces, Ragnar had said, and that surely meant another Danish army lay somewhere to the north, just waiting to attack. And when Alfred went to meet that second army, Guthrum would erupt from behind Wareham's walls to attack him in the rear.
It's the end of England, Leofric said darkly.
He was not much given to gloom, but that day he was downcast. Mildred and I had taken a house in Hampton, one close to the water, and he ate with us most nights we were in the town. We were still taking the ships out, now in a flotilla of 12, always in hope of catching some Danish ships unawares. But their raiders only sallied out of the Pool in large numbers, never fewer than 30 ships, and I dared not lose Alfred's navy in a suicidal attack on such large forces. In the height of the summer, a Danish force came to Hampton's water, rowing almost to our anchorage, and we lashed our ships together, donned armour, sharpened weapons, and waited for their attack. But they were no more minded for battle than we were. To reach us, they would have to negotiate a mud-bordered channel, and they could only put two ships abreast in that place, and so they were content to jeer at us from the open water and then leave.